Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A surprise return on Dynamite, and The Undertaker was meant to have which band play him to the ring? We'll talk about it today for Thursday, July the 23rd, 2020. This is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. So, following a month-long suspension, Sammy Guevara has returned to AEW. It was during the main event featuring Chris Jericho and Jake Hager taking on Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy that we saw Serpentico, who has been at ringside all night, jump one of the members of the Jurassic Express, Luchasaurus to be exact, leading to the win for the Inner Circle. He then revealed himself to be Sammy Guevara all along. It was a setup the entire night. Now, so Sammy Guevara hasn't been part of AEW for the last month following the revelation of a podcast interview back from 2016 in which Sammy Guevara made some unsavory comments about Sasha Banks. And following the revelation of this podcast interview, Sammy Guevara was suspended without pay from AEW, with his salary going towards a women's charity in Jacksonville. Not only that, but he was told to attend sensitivity training. And we understand all of that has happened. Money's been donated to the charity, and Sammy is undergoing sensitivity training, and he is now back as part of the roster. Even spoke to Sasha Banks shortly after this came to light, and Sasha Banks talked about it on her Twitter. Sammy Guevara apologized for it publicly as well, and now Sammy Guevara back in the mix at AEW, it seems. But the real talking point from last night wasn't so much the return of Sammy Guevara, but it was the arrival of this man.
No, no, no! We're going to get this right. We're going to do this.
That's Eddie Kingston. He's one of the dirtiest fighters in independent wrestling.
You talk about grinding. You talk about living this rough life, all that jazz. No one's going to outgrind you, all that stuff. My man, it's easy to say that when you grew up around used to be legends like Arn Anderson. Yeah, you heard me. Keep shooting murder ones at me and I'll knock your jaw right off your face, partner. You know what I grew up around? You know what I grew up around? Alcoholics, junkies. I grew up around that and I had to survive. I had to grind. You couldn't last a day in my shoes. So you don't tell me nothing about grinding. You talk about the sport of pro wrestling, that's a joke. Because every person you face has been a child. I am a grown-ass man, and I will put you in the ground and smile. But here's the best part about this whole thing. The guy that you like to mention because you like to be best friends with the boss, Tony Khan, paid me to show up. And now he's going to pay me to kick your ass and take that championship. Oh, yeah, you want to go? Protect it on. I swear on my beautiful mother's eyes, if you don't shut up, I'm gouging your eye out. All right? Let me speak. Yeah. It's my time now. Real easy. Real easy, relax. You've had yours. Tony Khan said to me, you know what, King? If you want a no DQ, man, that's fine by me. Just, you know, Cody has to accept. You have to accept, because either you're an egg-sucking dog or you're an egg-sucking bitch. Oh, my God, I said something.
an unreal promo by Eddie Kingston, making his AEW debut, challenging Cody for the AEW TNT Championship. It had been teased just the day before that there was a big surprise for Dynamite tonight. Jon Moxley was particularly excited about what was to come, and it was the arrival of Eddie Kingston. Eddie had a pretty good match against Cody, but it was Cody Rhodes' night once again. After the match, Eddie Kingston cuts a very impassioned promo and says, "I will be back." And if fans online have anything to say about it, he will be back, because following this, the hashtag Sign Eddie Kingston started to gain traction within the wrestling community. So we may very well see Eddie Kingston rock up and be a part of the mix for AEW again soon. I hope so. He's a phenomenal performer, and it was great to see him doing what he does on such a big stage last night. Meanwhile, on the other channel, Keith Lee was vacating the NXT North American Championship. Keith Lee said he was vacating the belt as he doesn't want to limit the roster's opportunities and wants to make sure they all get the same opportunities that he had. As a result of this, there is no NXT North American champion. The new champion will be determined in a ladder match at NXT TakeOver 30, the participants of which will be determined over the next few weeks in a series of triple threat matches. The first of those triple threat matches went down last night on NXT, and we'll talk all about it later. In fact, we will talk about all Wednesday Night Wrestling things later on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. I'll be here with NXT Graded. Jack the Jobber will be here with AEW Dynamite Graded. And Ross will be here with all those surprising moments from the wrestling on the AEW TF moments for Dynamite as well. All coming up on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a bit later today. In an interview with Tokyo Sports, Kazuchika Okada was talking about the IWGP Championship and didn't have a lot of nice things to say about it. He said, "I felt the value of the heavyweight belt was halved when the two titles were won together." He is, of course, referring to the IWGP Championship and the IWGP Intercontinental Championship, both that were won by Naito back at Wrestle Kingdom. He says, "That's why Mr. Naito, who won the Double Crown first, was able to show something. He should have shown it. I lost it because I couldn't do it. But the biggest prize in the industry, the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, seems to be far from its ideal. I don't mean to complain. I think there's a different way to create excitement. In that sense, I'll have this match with Yuji-san. So for now, that is fine." You can't tell really how much of that is Okada in character or how Okada feels about the belt. I know there's a lot of pride around the IWGP Championship, and there is something to be said for the dilemma of having somebody hold two belts at the same time. I mean, they've kind of resolved that on NXT, but with the IWGP title, it's so prestigious within the global wrestling foundation that it sucks to hear somebody like Okada speak bad about it. Eric Young spoke to Busted Open Radio about his time with WWE, and he said, quote, "Sometimes you fall out of favor. It's not what you did or didn't do. I never changed who I was, and I'm not going to. I'm not a political person, never have been. That's probably been a hindrance to my career. I refuse to be political. The truth is, the system is broken. It's hard to get a word in. Even when you're doing nothing, it feels like you're trying to fix people's mistakes all day. There's no creativity. They want everyone to be the same, bump the same, sell the same, and there's millions of rules. Those change daily. It's really hard to understand what's going on. The system is flawed, and I would say to that to anyone there, and to Vince himself, I'm not the first person he's made a mistake on, and I won't be the last person he's made a mistake on. I don't think it's anything personal. Anytime we were in a room together and we spoke, he was always respectful. We had two decently long conversations. They went well, and I thought that he understood where I was coming from. I'm a man, and I'm not going to stand in a hallway for 4 hours to talk to him. That could be wrong and stubborn on my part, but I'm a 40-year-old man. I'm not going to wait in the hallway like a child for maybe 5 minutes to talk to him. I said my piece. He seemed to be responsive, but nothing ever came of it. I don't take it personally. He made a mistake, and as the leader of the company and the person who decides everything, it's a massive letdown. You have a 3-hour television show. If you can't find 5 minutes for Eric Young, your show is broken." As a result of COVID-19, Chris Jericho's Rock and Rager has been postponed to October 2021. The cruise entitled Chris Jericho's Rock and Rager at Sea, the Triple Whammy, was originally set for February next year, but it's now taking place on October the 21st and 25th, 2021, leaving from Miami, Florida, for the Grand Bahama Island. Now, if you bought tickets for the Triple Whammy cruise, you have the option to retain the same room for the new dates or receive future cruise credit. Sonny Kiss was on the Talk Is Jericho podcast talking about how his AEW journey began, and in doing so, he shed some light on working at Lucha Underground. Sonny Kiss was signed to Lucha Underground when Brandy reached out with an offer to work for AEW, which was greatly received, as the money at Lucha Underground wasn't great. Sonny says it was a nightmare. They were probably making maybe $4,000 a year. We were probably making maybe $4,000 a year. We couldn't sign anywhere else at all. There were times I couldn't pay my cell phone bill. I couldn't contribute to my rent. It was bad. Now, many of Lucha Underground's top stars got out of their contracts early. Lucha Underground's Lucha Brothers were those that got out fairly early on. And Sonny says he was one of the last people to get out of their contract. But AEW said, look, we will wait for you. Sonny also explained on Talk Is Jericho the origin of the name Sonny Kiss. He said, Sonny is the nickname to my real name. My real name is Hassan, very Middle Eastern. Kiss came from, I think it was because I was blowing kisses a lot when I came out to my entrance at the beginning. My dad is partly Middle Eastern and my mom is African American, Native American. So that's the origin of Sonny Kiss. An unusual addition to WWE programming may have caught your eye, or may be about to catch your eye going forward. The WWE Performance Center has an exposed ceiling. We had those jokes at WrestleMania about the only fan in the building being the extractor. During an interview with Ad Age Remote, Stephanie McMahon has said they've added a virtual ceiling at the Performance Center, presumably make the Performance Center look a little bit more normal, I guess. I'm going to be looking for that now. Stephanie McMahon, as well as talking about the fake ceiling in the Performance Center, talked about cinematic matches, which led to a bit of a revelation. She said the Boneyard match featuring The Undertaker and AJ Styles was a 20-minute movie sequence and was cut to Metallica because Metallica was going to be a part of WrestleMania. Their music was going to be a part of Undertaker's entrance. Now, when everything changed, they said, we still want to be a part of this if we can. We are not backing out. We were very grateful to Metallica for helping score the entire sequence. The key there is that Metallica were going to be a part of The Undertaker's entrance at WrestleMania. Presumably, optimistically, playing him live to the ring. I hope somebody broke that news gently to Kid Rock and Limp Bizkit. At Cultaholic.com today, we look at five WWE storylines that were scrapped without explanation. The SmackDown hacker isn't the first, and it won't be the last. On the podcast feed right now is a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps featuring former Defiant World Champion and horror fanatic Rory Coyle. And on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, you can watch back Adam Pacitti's live reactions to NXT last night. He does live reactions, by the way, for Raw, SmackDown, NXT, all the pay-per-views as they come as well, youtube.com/cultaholic. And as well, we are ranking all the 2008 WWE pay-per-views from worst to best. You can watch that right now on the YouTube channel as well. Also, throughout the day, you'll have NXT graded, AEW graded, and the AEW TF moments from Dynamite as well. I will speak to you on Tuesday. I'm taking a few days off, so I'm not going to be here tomorrow or Monday. So I'm off to have an extended weekend. Stay safe until we next speak. Love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.